more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Wednesday. I am Michael Cohen with producer Solomon Martin. We are streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Great to have you here on 1320WILS. So we thought it may happen tomorrow, but it happened today. Fox News announcing that the top-rated host in cable news, Bill O'Reilly, will not be returning to the channel. Cliff Kincaid is with us, director of the Accuracy and Media Center for Investigative Journalism, AIM.org. Cliff, great to have you on WILS.
Michael, great to be with you.
Yeah, what do you make of this move by Fox? What's the impact going to be on the channel?
Well, it's moving left. We've talked about this. The Murdoch boys are moving the channel further left. They're taking advantage of the fact they have a conservative base. They want to look more moderate. And you know, it's too bad. O'Reilly, not a true blue conservative, but very entertaining. And the fact is, people have to realize about this whole thing that these guys are entertainers. And when they get into trouble like this and they start losing advertisers, they're gone.
Do you think with the sexual harassment allegations that are out there, though, that that was appropriate grounds to let them go?
Yeah, it was. Look, these guys do not live up to their family values image. O'Reilly has had some really serious personal problems, and the sexual harassment suits go back for many, many years. So those of us who were in on the inside information, so to speak, who knew about all this, figured that sooner or later he'd be gone.
The New York Times seemed to be taking credit, saying their investigation into Bill O'Reilly essentially led Fox News to deciding to do this now. Do you agree with that?
It looks like it. I mean, look at the timing. They had their big investigative piece about the $13 million paid to the so-called victims. Mm-hmm. We don't have any real legal foundation for any of this, but the perception looks bad.
Talking to Cliff Kincaid, director of the Accuracy and Media Center, who do you think that is going to go into that slot at 8 p.m. on Fox News?
Well, I think it's already been announced that Tucker Carlson's going in there. And, you know, Tucker at 8 o'clock, you know, he's probably going to be more conservative than Bill O.
Hmm. What do you think of Tucker's show so far?
I like it. I think he's a good interviewer. He's a good conservative. I like his 9 o'clock show. You know, there's a lot about Fox News I like. There's a lot I don't like. I'm glad it's out there. Mm-hmm. But let's not lose sight of the fact that this is an excuse for the Murdoch boys. Remember, the old man is getting up in years. He's going to fade away. They want to move it in a more leftward direction.
Yeah, but Tucker Carlson doesn't do that, does he?
No, but look at who they're going to replace for some of the other shows. Look, Fox News is not down-the-line conservative. I mean, we've talked about Shepard Smith, the open homosexual, who moderates or hosts some of the shows. They're not really true blue conservative. I'm not criticizing them for that. But look, you know, recently I criticized them for yanking Judge Napolitano off the air for a week for a charge about a British role in the surveillance of Trump that turned out to be true. So they're not taking any heat about that because, look, you know as well as I that if Tucker makes a mistake, even something that has nothing to do with these personal allegations, the left is going to be after him too. Mm.
Rupert Murdoch's sons, is it Lachlan and James? Is that the names?
That's right. And James is the more liberal of the two. He's a good friend of Al Gore. Look, this
How did they end up being liberal coming out of Rupert Murdoch?
Well, just, I mean, look, you know, I've got three kids. They're all conservative, but you never know how they're going to turn out. And sometimes they marry girls who are more liberal. This is the way things go. But look, in the end, Fox News will have to remain basically conservative in order to keep its audience.
Mm. Do you think Rupert and his sons were fighting on this issue of Bill O'Reilly?
I think they were. I think they finally agreed that he had to go. And look, O'Reilly's been there for a long, long time. And I should correct something in the minds of many people who think he's a true blue conservative. He came in for a lot of criticism for his book on killing Reagan that basically depicted the former president as senile. I've got a good friend, Paul Kangor, professor at Grove City College. He wrote a really strong critique of Bill O'Reilly on that book. So the guy is not solid. And his personal life has just been racked with controversy for many years.
Yeah. As an analyst of the media in general, Cliff, do you think we'll see him on television again?
It's doubtful. But let's keep in mind, when it comes to some of these conservative icons in the media, O'Reilly, Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones, these guys, in my opinion, are not true conservatives. They all got some personal problems. Rush Limbaugh, I think he's working on his fourth marriage. Alex Jones, he's been in the news for trying to get custody of his kids. These people are not living up to the standards of conservatism as I see it.
Who's a real conservative out there right now in the media?
Well, I hate to pass judgment on somebody's personal life, but I try to live my life accordingly. And look, I think Tucker Carlson's a good man. I think he's a good replacement for Bill O'Reilly, and conservatives shouldn't be despondent because I think Tucker, being a younger conservative, will approach and reach out to more of the audience.
Glenn Beck, he's on 1320 WILS. He talked about this today. He said he's a clean-cut guy himself. Would you say he's a conservative?
Well, he's sort of a maverick. I like Glenn Beck. He got really booted from Fox News for his unorthodox views, especially his criticism of George Soros. So these guys, they come and go, but the fact is that the audience has to remain objective about who's out there, understand that some of it's entertainment, and some of these guys really have, let me put it this way, defective personal lives.
Glenn also said he thinks that Sean Hannity's next. They're going to try to push him out. Do you agree with that?
I don't know what Hannity's going to do. He's flip-flopped somewhat on Trump. He's a big Trump supporter. I like Hannity. I like Tucker Carlson.
Do you think there's going to be an effort to get him out of Fox News somehow?
No, because I think as long as these guys continue to get the ratings, as long as they're squeaky clean in their personal lives, I mean, you got to believe this, Michael, that somebody like O'Reilly, who apparently with the Fox News parent company paid out $13 million in legal settlements to so-called victims of sexual harassment, that's a little bit beyond the pale.
And, of course, Roger Ailes was part of that, too. Do you think the entire channel's reputation has been tarnished really by this whole
issue? It has. Okay. I think it has because of Ailes, and it's too bad. It looks like, in some ways, the channel became a harem for good-looking girls, good-looking women. And look, I like an attractive woman as much as anybody else, but when you see these kinds of stories and the amount of money that was paid off, you realize O'Reilly had to go.
Okay, so Tucker's going in at 8. That leaves 9, unless they move Hannity down to 9. He probably prefers to just record a show, right, and do it at 10. Recorded. Do you think they'll bring in some kind of new host we haven't seen before then?
Well, I think they could. There's a lot of competition for Fox News on the internet. I've got my own show on America Survival TV. Mm-hmm. There's Newsmax TV. There's One News Now. There's other channels that are emerging. So if Fox News moves too far to the left, they're going to lose their audience.
Yeah. Although you do need a real cable network to connect, because if I'm flipping, it's the three big ones, basically. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, but remember this, Michael. There used to be the time when there were three broadcast networks. Mm-hmm. That was the only option. And then it became cable news. Now we're talking about internet TV. The fact is that there's a revolution in the media out there. People are finding out they have more and more choices. And if they get tired of Fox News, they go somewhere else.
I think we'll see celebrations tonight on MSNBC and CNN.
Well, it's funny. MSNBC and CNN, they may be laughing, but the fact is that their audience is still, in comparison to all the replacements for Bill O'Reilly, Tucker and Hannity, are still way down there.
Yeah, they have not gotten traction. Although with Trump as president, we've seen higher ratings across the board, haven't we?
I think so, because Trump is such a singular character. He's so unique that the media, just talking about them, get ratings. But in the end, most of the viewing audience, I think, is conservative, and they're going to drift that way. And MSNBC, CNN may see some spike in their ratings, but they're not going to be up there with somebody like O'Reilly or even Tucker.
I've got to ask you one last thing. The press secretary, Sean Spicer, are you happy with his performance?
Well, you know, I don't think he should be holding daily press briefings. I think he should have one every couple days. He talks too much. He should just say, look, I have to look into this. I have to get some additional expert opinion. He's talking too much, and that gets him into trouble.
Is he close to getting to the point where he may have to go?
No, but he's got to simmer it down a little bit. Again, I don't know why he's doing these daily press briefings. There's no reason for that. He's just getting himself into trouble and digging his own grave and falling into a trap by holding these briefings where they're trying to trap you with question after question after question, and eventually he just makes a gaffe.
Yeah. Well, I can't. Do you think President Trump watches some of this and thinks, I don't like what I'm seeing here?
Well, yeah, I'm sure he sees that. He says that, but who would replace him? I think they've got to reevaluate the press operation. At the start, I thought they had a good idea about opening it up to more conservative outlets, but then he reverted to this practice of one day a week or 5 days a week press briefings, and I don't see where that gets you anywhere.
You see Melissa McCarthy's a depiction of him on SNL?
I don't watch SNL much, but look, these guys are going to get made fun of.
Yeah.
It's going to be a laughing stock for some of them. But look, in the end, they've just got to make sure that when someone like Spicer goes up against the press every day, that they're absolutely accurate, and turn the tables on these guys.
Cliff Kincaid, director of the Accuracy and Media Center. Find him at aim.org. Cliff, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Michael.